Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kate Kramer. River action has recently gained new insight into the role of the first railroad bridge across the Mississippi. In addition to speeding the settlement of the West by pioneers, it was also pivotal to the westward migration of Mormon refugees along what was known as the Mormon Handcart Trail. Historian Leah Rogers reports that between 1856 and 1857, 2,071 Mormon emigrants traveled through Davenport on their way to Utah. At the time, Iowa City was the terminus of the recently completed rail line. Mormons began arriving in Iowa City on the Mississippi and Missouri trains in May 1856. They then walked from the Iowa City depot to their first camp near present-day Coralville, where they built handcarts to transport their supplies and those travelers unable to walk. Remarkably, these handcarts were pulled by the emigrants themselves rather than by animals. Handcarts were less expensive and could be moved faster than loaded wagons with livestock requiring feed and water. Handcart companies could travel longer during the day and cover greater distances. However, handcarts were not without their disadvantages. The carts were small, accommodating only the bare essentials and affording no physical protection from the elements. The first three handcart companies left Iowa City by June of 1856 and arrived in Utah in September, but two companies arrived late to Iowa City and did not leave until August, with disastrous consequences. In spite of dramatic rescue efforts, more than 200 people perished in the mountains. Altogether, Rogers reports, about 70% of Mormon handcart emigrants traveled through Iowa. By 1859, however, the route shifted, and most handcart pioneers rode the train from New York City to St. Joseph, Missouri, then traveled by riverboat to Florence, Nebraska, before embarking westward. The time is ripe to remember the hazardous journeys undertaken by refugees of an earlier era. Perhaps in recollecting the ingenuity and suffering of people who left our state due to persecution, we may begin to look with greater openness and generosity towards Syrian refugees now so desperately in need of succor.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.